This hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is presented by Baylor Scott & White Health, changing healthcare for the better. Learn more at GetBetterTexas.com. And now, changing Texas gardening for the better, here's our friend Neil Sperry.
Or at least we're trying to, Stubby. Thank you very much. Making our best attempt at it. Good morning again for the second hour. Today we are here to answer your garden questions. We have one open line right now, and invite you to give us a call at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And we are going to do, first of all, the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. And today's dog is Dove. Dove is a two-year-old. Dove is beautiful. Dove is a two-year-old female shepherd mix weighing 54 pounds. She has a beautiful tan coat with a white bib on her chest that extends to her nose and white socks on her paw. Where else are you going to have socks on her paw? She has a big, bright smile, likes running around with her ears and tongue flapping in the wind. She would love a home with a fenced yard so she could run around all day, because running is her favorite thing to do. She is not a fan of sharing her things, so she'd do best in a home with no other dogs and with teens and adults only. So if you're looking for an affectionate, spunky gal to keep you company, especially if you like to run all day long, Dove is the one for you. Dove is waiting to meet you today at the SPCA. She is really pretty. SPCA of Texas, Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas. To view all the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, please visit spca.org/findapet. Just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Dove has already been spayed, microchipped, and she's had all of her age-appropriate vaccines. She's ready to go, as they say. She is ready to plug and play. Plug and run. Please bring your current dog to the shelter for a meet and greet before adopting a new dog. Dove will be waiting for her new forever family to come meet her at the SPCA of Texas Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center at 2400 Lone Star Drive, west of Hampton Road. In McKinney, the second SPCA of Texas shelter features dozens of dogs, cats, small mammals, equine, and livestock. At the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center at 8411 Stacy Road, that's a quarter mile east of Custer and a couple miles north of 121. Both of the SPCA of Texas Animal Care Centers are open noon until 6, Sunday through Wednesday, and noon until 7, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. This would be a great day to get to the SPCA of Texas shelters and adopt a pet like Dove. I was thinking about Dove as I was reading that. We have a 9-year-old grandson who had his first star test of his life this week, and as did the other kids in his grade. And I can imagine that when those 2 days were over and they got out of school, that their parents faced the same kind of a thing. I want to run until dark. Just get me out of those tests. Probably the same thing. So that's the SPCA of Pet of the Week. I love doing those, and I hope somebody will adopt beautiful Dove today. So thank you for that. Thanks for supplying that wonderful pet. Sponsored by the people who sponsor this whole hour, Baylor Scott & White Health. Nobody ever said you need to be sick to get better. That's why Baylor Scott & White Health is innovating how people get well and how they stay well. Where prevention might just be the prescription. Teaching is on the treatment plan, and everyone is always on the same team. That's your team. At Baylor Scott & White, they believe being better is a way of life, and that begins with their commitment to put patients and members at the core of everything they do. Patients are why the professionals at Baylor Scott & White work tirelessly to make healthcare work better, ensuring we all can access the care we need when we need it. Here's what your friends at Baylor Scott & White say. Better is who we are. It's who we've always been and always will be. It's what drives us to look beyond the hospital walls and push beyond the status quo, never settling for anything less. And it's how we create healthcare experiences that inspire a life well lived, because that's what being better is all about. I have 3 appointments with my doctors at Baylor Scott & White. They're just every 6 months appointments that I see, just to make sure that everything's going the way it's supposed to be going, and I really appreciate that. And then I go to my portal, and they go to my portal, and they work as a team to make sure that all is well. Baylor Scott and White Health, changing healthcare for the better, and I can speak from firsthand experience. Learn more at GetBetterTexas.com.
Looking for Dr. Wright? Your search stops here. At Baylor Scott & White Health, the care is convenient, your caregiver is uncompromising, and compassion is at the heart of everything we do. Get the care you've been looking for at FindDRWright.com.
Let's go back to the phone lines now. We go to Jim in Fort Worth. Jim, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes.
About 2.5 years ago, I planted a 7-gallon ginkgo tree that was severely root-bound. And unfortunately, I didn't do anything with the roots. I just put it in the ground. And since then, the tree seems to be fine. It's put on a lot of good growth and this sort of thing. But I'm just wondering, at this late date, should I be doing anything or watching for anything with the roots?
Probably so. Generally, what happens when a plant is root-bound is that the roots encircle in the container. They circle around and around, and eventually, as they get larger, they will girdle one another. Some root will lay over another one and grow into it and cause a problem. The real problem then comes in getting in there and figuring out what to do. May is not the time to tackle that. The time would be October as you go into the winter, not going into the hot summer weather. So I think that would be put on the list of things to get done this fall. What is the diameter of the trunk right now?
Oh, I'd say probably 1.5 inches.
All right. In that length of time, it probably should be bigger, so it may be restricting the growth. Are you pretty confident that it's had ample water and nitrogen in that time?
Yeah, I let it get too dry last year when I was out of town during that really hot week that we had. But I pat it on a timer with a hose, watering it about every third day or so.
Okay, that's good. If you're 1 week is not actually what I was thinking about. I just was wondering if, other than that one goof up, if it had been watered pretty thoroughly the rest of the time. I would probably, if I thought there was any chance that it was root bound, I would either have an arborist. If you have an arborist coming to your home for other trees anyway, I would have them bring an air spade and very gently take some of the soil away from the right around the trunk of the tree and get down into the root area. They can do that without doing any major harm to the tree because there aren't any of the important feeder roots right there around the trunk. And you can begin to see what the roots are doing, see if they have branched out and are headed out to, you know, to Waxahachie and Greenville and Gainesville, or if they're wrapped in a cone right in the center, just spiraling around like a Dairy Queen straight down, which is not what you want. If they are, then you'll probably need to, in fact, they could offer to cut one of them. They'd probably have a saw that would get in there, reach in and cut one so that it breaks that spiraling action. And you'd sacrifice one root at that time of year, which is the time to do it in October or November. That would be what I would assume to be the best technique. And it's
and
probably better.
That was an air spade, you said?
Air spade, yeah. It's an attachment that goes at the end of a pressure hose that they would bring with them, and it uses water at varying pressure to blow the soil away from the roots. You don't want too much pressure because you'd knock the bark off the trunks of off the roots, but you have to have enough that it blasts the soil away. It's kind of a messy job, but they did that to a pecan tree that was kind of close to our home to see if we had roots going underneath the foundation, and indeed they found a root. Oh, they did, and we had to cut that root. Again, we had that done in October.
Okay.
That would be my suggestion. And I think you'll find out pretty quickly if there's any problem or not. And if there's no problem, they can just fill the hole back in, leave the root flare exposed so that it's the tree's at the right height. And they'll understand this. If you don't have an arborist, the one that advertises in my program is well-equipped and familiar with doing what I'm describing.
Yes, I have had them out for other issues.
So. Okay, well, then you already have that pattern established, and I would recommend them highly.
Okay.
All right. Good deal. Great question, in fact. Never had it before. And you'll love your ginkgo. It's a beautiful tree. Let me take a longer break, and then we'll come to Perry between Princeton and McKinney. And then Pat in Fort Worth. We have one line open, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I hope that I can get a copy of this to you right away. It makes a wonderful gift if you have a housewarming you're going to, or maybe somebody with a birthday in the next month or so, or Father's Day gift you'd like to give, or maybe you just haven't gotten a copy of it and would like to get one. It's 11 chapters. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. I described to you the different climatic zones in Texas and why I think the 2012 hardiness zone goofed it. I think the USDA moved the hardiness zones too far north. I think if we follow those, we're going to have some lost plants. People are going to be tempted to use the wrong plants. We haven't gotten that much warmer. And sure enough, in the time since the book came out, there have been two winters when we lost plants that theoretically should have made it. One of the things in Chapter 1, soils of Texas, other things of that sort. Chapter 2 is the calendar of when to do all the tasks in your landscape and garden. People tell me that's the most useful chapter in the entire book. I've never put it in a book before. And then Chapters 3 through 11 are trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. I worked a month on each one of those chapters, and I think you'll find them to be ultimately helpful. Each of them could be made into a small book on its own. So that's the book. 840 of my best photographs. I spent almost as much time working on the photos and taking them as I did on writing the book itself. 344 pages printed in Texas, not China, and it is a hardback. I tried to make it the best book you could possibly find. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. You get it by calling my office tomorrow or any weekday at 800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. 800-752-GROW. Or you can get it from my website anytime, right now. NeilSperry.com. Satisfaction guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. 800-752-4769 or NeilSperry.com. NeilSperry.com. As soils go from dry to wet to dry, our foundations are taken along for the ride. Serious damage can ensue. If you're seeing signs of what you fear might be foundation issues, let the experts at Advanced Foundation Repair do their thorough evaluation on your home's foundation. It's free, and if you don't have foundation problems, they'll tell you so. Their work is affordable, and it's guaranteed for the lifetime of the home. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. Foundation Repairs.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD School Board. We believe that Serenity High is still the nation's only public recovery high school. Serenity High offers a sober and nurturing environment for students. Serenity High is open to students from McKinney as well as other partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call 469-302-7830. 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Thank you, Lynn. As mentioned last hour, graduation day at Serenity will be coming up. This will be the 40th graduation at Serenity High in 20 years, two per year, and it will be a very special day, always is. And Lynn's punch that she serves will be the highlight of the party afterwards, always is. That's fun. Ace is a place with the helpful hardware folks. Local experts who know the right questions to ask to make sure you get everything you need. Once they've helped you check off all the items on your list, they'll present you with their list. Do you for sure have such and such? Let's just say that you're going to be painting. Is this outdoors? Are you sure the wood has dried enough after all the rain? It's not necessarily just about sales of things. It's about making sure you succeed. That is their goal. They want you to be a successful person with their products. That's kind of cool. Ace is the place. Take the guesswork out of watering with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. Miracle-Gro exclusive AquaCore formula holds 33% more water than ordinary soils, so it keeps you from over or underwatering your beauties. Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil contains Miracle-Gro continuous release plant food that will nourish your plants for up to 6 months. Don't trust just any old dirt or potting soil. Give your plants a healthy start with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. 2 cubic foot bags on sale now for $10.99 at Ace Hardware. Ace stores are parts of our neighborhoods. The people who own them are people you know from your town. They're people you go to church with, people you see at school functions. They're people you meet in the grocery store. Ace is the place with people who care about your city and who care about your success with their products. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. I shop there. Hope you will too. Ace Hardware.
You deserve to love your health care. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Plano is rated high performing in congestive heart failure by U.S. News & World Report Best Hospitals. Find personalized care at GetBetterTexas.com.
That is a truly spectacular facility. Thank you very much, Stubby. Let's go to Perry between Princeton and McKinney. Sound like you're hitchhiking, Perry. How you doing?
Real good. I looked in your book this morning. My neighbor, my 92-year-old active neighbor that's a couple miles away, has some black walnuts growing on his place. Mm-hmm. And he has a bucket of a clump of about 8 to 10-inch tall black walnuts. I've got the black clay soil. And I was wondering, will they be challenged here?
No, they will do very well. They're slow growing. They will need good drainage. That's the one thing I have seen with black walnuts in our area is if they're in a poorly drained area, they struggle. But otherwise, they're native to Collin County, so I think you could do very well. If he has a bucket filled with seedlings, you'll want to take one seedling and plant it in a given spot. Don't plant the whole bucket in one spot.
Right, right. Yeah, that's exactly what he's got.
Yeah, should do very well. I don't know what to suggest to you, whether to take it out now, take a plant out now and plant it, or wait until winter and do it when it won't be so unsettling to the tree. This is kind of a tough time to take a tree out of a clump of trees. But no, you should do well with a black walnut. They're kind of messy, and given all things, I would rather have a pecan than a black walnut in a landscape. If it's a regular home landscape that you have, I think you'd be more satisfied with a pecan. But you ask specifically, will black walnuts grow in Collin County? And the answer is yes.
Okay, thanks. Well, like you, I've got a mature stand of pecan trees already, so this will just add to the variety since it will make it here.
It will.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Let's go to Pat Let's go to Pat in Fort Worth. Pat, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes.
I have a question that might be on the minds of a lot of people. With all this rain, we're getting a lot of grass and weed growth between our sidewalks and into our driveways. Is there any kind of a product that you would recommend that would have a permanent kill so I don't have to weed eat all the time?
I don't know that I want to recommend permanent kills, and I'll tell you why. The things that offer permanent kills, that means that they have to go into the soil and remain there and act as almost a soil fumigant or a soil active product, and that worries me because they can wash and show up down there at the neighbor's house or down in the creek or somewhere else.
Right.
In that situation, what I use, and I'm very satisfied to recommend it, is just a pure, straight glyphosate product without any other active ingredient in it. Now, it's not going to be 100% glyphosate. It's going to have water in it, but it will not have any other weed killer with it. And that would be things such as Roundup or Cleanup, just without other additives. And I would put it directly onto the weeds. It will kill whatever it's sprayed on, but it will not go into the soil and contaminate.
Okay. All right. And then you just would spray at various times until it, because I have some bushes there that I spray some of these Roundup materials, and they still keep growing back.
All right. Roundup is for grasses. I'm sorry. I thought it was just normal things that would be growing in the cracks. I didn't realize it would be woody plants. For woody plants, I would use 2,4-D, 2,4-D.
Okay.
That is for broadleaf plants. That's for woody plants, and that will kill them the same way. And those you might have to spray a couple of times. You're looking for a brush killer. If you had a, let me give you an extreme example. Let's say that you were in an area where the ground was exactly flat. It's not ever going to have runoff that will go anywhere. And it is a spot where they put salvaged automobiles. And so it doesn't have to look good, and there's not going to be any runoff to contaminate somebody else's property. Then there are herbicides that will offer long-term control there. I don't work in that field, and so I don't pretend to remember those because I don't want to. I don't want to recommend those to homeowners. They will use them incorrectly, and
right.
So I don't put that out on the air. But a good, it'd be an agricultural chemical supply dealer, not so much a nursery, would have those. And but not for what you're trying to do. I think a broadleaf weed killer will work.
Okay. All right, that'd be very helpful. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. All right. All right. Let's go to, let's see where my time is. Take one more call, then we'll go to our newscast. Let's go to Jim in Plano. Another weed question. Jim, this is Neil. How can I help you?
Hi, Neil. Yeah, with all the rain, I put down my halts in the spring and then again in the fall. But with all the rain, I want to do some spraying to kill the weeds that just continue to persist. I don't really know what my time lapse is from the time I spray. It rains like every third day. Is that going to do me any good?
Most of the weed killers say that you need 24 hours on the plants. Some of them say less than that, and so I think you'll be all right. The place that people mess up, really, or where they get caught more often, is that they mow right before they spray, and you really want a good bit of leaf growth on weeds before you spray, and then you don't want to mow for 2 or 3 days after you spray. So that's where I see a lot of people making a mistake. Before I forget, Jim, remember that if you put halts down in early March, you need a booster shot in early June. Don't forget
sir.
One. You need two.
You
need two because it is only effective for about 100 days. So 90 days after that first application, you need the second one to daisy chain you through the summer. Otherwise, you'll get some germination during the summer.
I'll put that in my little book. Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Neil.
You are welcome. Thanks for the call. Steve and New Hope, stay with me. We'll come back to you right after we do Dennis's newscast here. This is for Dallas Plumbing and a new special offer for you that you really do want to pay attention to. Trust me. This is from Dallas Plumbing, heating and air conditioning. Heating you can kind of put on the shelf for a while, but this one has to do with air conditioning. And, of course, plumbing is something that pops up at the worst of times that you need plumbing. Same phone number will work for that. So here's your special. For a limited time, my friends at Dallas Plumbing are offering a one-time, one-system air conditioning checkup. We're going to have this done on ours. We've had them do this on our air conditioning systems every year, and heating for that matter in the fall, for 8 or 10 years now, a long time. This is no time to be without an air conditioner going into the summer. The air conditioning specialist at Dallas Plumbing Company will do a thorough 15-point checkup on your AC for just $79 per system. That's a savings of $100 or more for each system. And if you like the service, you can sign up for their twice-yearly plan for just $80 more. Call for your checkup. Now, this is not a physical checkup for you yourself. It's for your air conditioner at 214-761-6779. That is a real deal, and it uncovers early problems before they get out of hand. We've had wonderful experience having them check up our system. So I hope that you'll take advantage of that. That is a phone number set aside for our listeners. You can call it 24/7. Call it right now. 214-761-6779, Dallas Plumbing and Air Conditioning. And have the system checked out before you get into the summertime. Nobody wants to be without an air conditioner. You can make sure you're ready for the summer. And just $79 per system. 214-761-6779, DallasPlumbing.com. They are the best.
Licenses M39503 and TACLA 38830C.
My electronic newsletter is called eGardens. I write 5 stories each week for you. I spend about a day and a half on eGardens each week. It is a major thing for me. It's like an old-fashioned garden section. I treat each of the stories like a column for a newspaper, but it's my own newspaper, in this case, my own garden section. I do a featured plant of the week. I do a question of the week where I take the most asked question for that week and give you the answer and illustrate it as well. I also do the topic called Gardening This Weekend, where I give you the 12 to 15 most critical tasks to get done in the ensuing 3 days. It comes out Thursday evening, so that lets you make a list of things you need to stop and pick up on Friday, Saturday, Sunday for those tasks that you're going to do that weekend. And this coming weekend, of course, will be the 4-day weekend, so Neil Sperry's eGardens will be especially useful to you. If you'd like to see what it looks like, go to my website, neilsperry.com. That's where you sign up for eGardens. You have to sign up for it, and you can see a sample by clicking on the eGardens tab right below the subscription area. That's where you'll see the sample of the most recent issue of eGardens. And I hope you won't forget to do that at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. Join the 57,000 people who already get eGardens each week. My prediction is you'll say, that's really good. I'm glad that I did sign up. I'll never spam you or give or sell your email address to anyone. Neil Sperry's eGardens at neilsperry.com.
Now, what's trending
on WBAP and WBAP.com?
The young girl who was kidnapped off of Fort Worth Street was found early this morning. I'm Dennis Martin from the James Wood Auto Park Denton WBAP 24/7 News Desk.
ClassicChevrolet.com WBAP.
First traffic and weather on the ones.
The ramp that runs from eastbound I-20 to northbound Chisholm Trail Parkway closed this morning. Constructions closed multiple lanes of the Dallas North Tollway, both directions, between Spring Creek Parkway and Chapel Hill Boulevard. And construction's affecting the inside lanes of the Sam Rayburn Tollway, Highway 121, both directions between Central Expressway and Denton Tap Road. For WBAP's first traffic on the ones, I'm Dennis Martin. And now the WBAP forecast. Gradually becoming sunny today, high temperature 87. Tonight, increasingly cloudy, the low 72. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, again with a high of 87. Right now, a few clouds and 71 degrees officially in Dallas. An 8-year-old girl who was kidnapped off a street in Fort Worth Saturday afternoon was found safe and sound early this morning at a motel in Forest Hill. Police say Salem Sabatka was inside a room with the 51-year-old man who allegedly kidnapped her. That man was just recently, a few minutes ago, identified as 51-year-old Michael Young. Michael Webb. a man who reportedly did not know either Salem or her mother and has no record of criminal activity in Tarrant County at all. Citizens reportedly spotted the suspect's car in the parking lot of the Wood Springs Suites Fort Worth Hotel, called police early this morning. That vehicle was visible in a home security video that had been recorded at a neighbor's home when Salem was grabbed off a residential street and her mother assaulted as she tried to prevent the abduction. Right now we have fair skies, 66 degrees in Fort Worth. From the WBAP News Desk, I'm Dennis Martin. Next update's at 10 o'clock. 24/7 news coverage at WBAP.com.
Are you looking for the one product that will control your insect problems on your shrubs, around the outside of your house, on your lawn, in flower beds, or in your vegetable garden? Bonide has the answer. B-O-N-I-D-E. Bonide. Bonide's 8 insect control controls most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, vegetables, and fruit. Use 8 to eliminate ticks, fleas, ants, and other home-invading pests. 8 kills insects on contact and repels them for up to 30 days. Bonide products are family-made in America. Find Bonide 8 insect control products at these fine retailers: Ross Gardens in Childress, Cashway Lumber in Odessa, and Round Rock Garden Center in Round Rock. Well, that's a diverse group of places all over the state. Or visit Bonide.com to find a retailer near you. B-O-N-I-D-E, Bonide.com. And I'll just step aside to say I would have loved to have been in the meeting when the marketing team came in and said, "We have a name for our new product, 8. Well, how'd you come up with that one? And they said, "Well, just think about how talk show hosts will say 8. I mean, it really is hard to say it and just casually glance over it. Well, why would you name it 8? And they would say, "Well, because it's better than 7. Bonide 8 Insect Control.
A Texas sheriff is fed up with all the illegal activity going on down there at the border. We'll find out what he thinks about President Trump's proposed immigration reform. And while we're at it, we'll get a lawman's perspective on the city manager's proposal for a citizen review board for the police in Fort Worth. Don't miss the Chris Salcedo Show on Monday. See you at 9, News Talk 820, WBAP.
Kelly, I can't believe we've been a part of Mueller's Helping Hand Project for 11 years.
I know, Bob. 11 years of this annual project where Mueller gives away a free building to a Texas nonprofit.
So many organizations have been able to change thousands of lives through this blessing. And we want everyone to know that they're doing it again. From food bank facilities to volunteer fire departments, we invite each Texas nonprofit to apply and tell us why they deserve a new Mueller facility.
One recipient will be selected to receive a Mueller building, up to 4,000 square feet. For complete contest rules and an entry form, go to TexasCountryReporter.com and click on Helping Hand.
All applications must be received by May 20th, and watch Texas Country Reporter for the winner announcement this fall. For more information about Mueller Steel Buildings and Roofing, visit MuellerInc.com or call 877-2-MUELLER.
Thank you, Bob, very, very much. And note that tomorrow's the deadline for submission, so if you're on a committee, you better be spending some time this afternoon on that one. But proud to offer that opportunity to promote that fine effort. And while you're at MuellerInc.com, take a look at some of the prior winners. It's really great. Good job, Mueller.
You deserve award-winning care. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Round Rock is rated high-performing in hip replacement by U.S. News & World Report Best Hospitals. Find a physician at GetBetterTexas.com.
All right, here's our status right now. We have two open lines. I didn't give the number as we went into the newscast. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. It's the first time this morning we've had a line open for more than about a minute. 800-288-9227. Call right now. Let's go to Steve in New Hope. Steve, this is Neil. Thanks for waiting.
How are you doing today?
I'm well. Thank you, sir. How about you?
Not bad.
Good.
Last week or week before last, my grandson goes to Finch Elementary and received one of your crepe myrtle bushes.
Yes, sir.
And I need to know where I can go buy the same bush here in McKinney so I can plant more of them.
Well, let me explain to people who are listening. That is done by the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney Foundation Board, and we do it each year for the fifth graders of McKinney ISD. We gave out 2,100 crepe myrtles this year. They are grown for us under a contract by a grower in the Tyler area and brought over on the Friday before Mother's Day to the World Collection Park, and we get, there are 20 elementary schools. We bring 20 pickups in and load them, and then at the same moment at 10:30, all of us depart simultaneously and go to the 20 schools. And then at 2:30, at each school, one of our board members or other civic volunteers are at the schools. I was at Webb Elementary where our kids went to school, and I presented the crepe myrtles for that school to the fifth graders. It is really a fun deal. We've done it for 10 years now, 13 actually, but this is for 10 years to all of the campuses, and it's really a lot of fun. A couple of years we have run out, and we've had to go out into the world to try to find 1 gallon crepe myrtles, and they're just impossible to find, Steve. That's the problem. So I don't know that you'll be able to go to a nursery and find 1 gallon crepe myrtles. We have to have them grown for us to make sure we have them.
Yeah, I went to two nurseries just last week, and they just kind of looked at me like, what?
No, nobody grows them. The problem is that crepe myrtles have a very short shelf life in 1 gallon containers. They grow so quickly that they outgrow the containers really quickly.
Okay.
Are you trying to supplement the one, or did something happen to the one, or what is the...
No, I've got a... my daughter does not grow things, so I've got a place here in New Hope, so I planted it for her here at my house.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a fence row, and I'd like to finish the fence row out, so I need... Oh, the fence row is probably 40 yards long, and
you know,
I was
wanting to... What I would recommend is let it grow for a while, and then take cuttings from it and grow your own. And what variety is it? Do you remember?
No, I was looking for the tag that was in the bucket, and I can't find it. It was a pink one. I didn't know if are crepe myrtles pretty well generic. I mean, there's not a different. Are there 50 different strains of?
There are about 120. There are about 120, and we bought seven. We bought seven different varieties.
Okay.
I don't know which one you would have. We had pink in there, but I don't know which one we had. I think we had a couple of pinks. But I would take cuttings from that one specifically. Now that since you don't know what it is, that makes it all the more important to take cuttings from that one. If you go to crepemyrtletrails.org, that's the website of the Crepe Myrtle Trails. It is hopelessly out of date. I'm working on getting things ready to update it drastically, but there is information on taking cuttings under care, and it'll tell you how to root cuttings for crepe myrtles. You could start all you want. So that would be my suggestion. That way they'll all be the same.
How far apart, if I were to find some, should I plant them on the fence row?
That depends on the size. And see, they won't match if you get another random variety. You need to know what you have.
Okay.
And they won't match. They may bloom at a different time. They may be a different shade of pink. If you take cuttings, they'll all be the same.
Okay.
I've got my laptop beside me. Let me open it up and see if I can find what variety of pink we bought, and then I'll do that before the show's over, and I'll put that on the air for you.
Okay. That'll work.
Good deal. Appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. Let's see where we are. We have time to go to Cindy in Weatherford now. Cindy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
I pulled up a dead plant that I had, and I have several that are alive, and there was a grub in there, a big one. And I'm wondering, if I should, I usually put pesticide or insecticide down on my lawn because we get armyworms real bad. Is there, when I was reading, there's a lot of in March and then in June, do I need to do it twice? What's the best one to use and will it get rid of everything?
All right. First of all, you don't want to get rid of everything because you're going to have a lot of earthworms and other desirable things. Secondly, the large grubworms that you see are usually they're not of the damaging grubs, the white grubs that do the damage. They're usually of other types of large beetles that are not going to be going after plant roots. I don't think they're the ones that did the damage to your plants.
Okay.
They just happen to be there, probably because the soil is looser there. Third, armyworms.
Well, I know they kill my cactuses too.
I doubt that. Very seriously doubt that. I've never seen a grubworm go after cacti. Third, armyworms. You mentioned we had a very serious outbreak of armyworms in 2018. We had them in 2017. Prior to that, I believe it had been 20 years since we had had armyworms. So don't feel like you have to go out and apply pesticides to kill everything or to prevent everything. Deal with them as they come along. And okay, if you listen to this program, or if you take my electronic newsletter, I will keep you updated on what is happening. That's the reason for eGardens, the electronic newsletter, is to tell you things that are showing up and to keep you on top of issues before they get out of hand. But I'd rather do that. That's how I'm comfortable in recommending pest control products, because I don't think we want to prevent things. We want to deal with them only when they show up and when they are threatening. The grubworms are not a major threat here. Even the ones that do damage are nowhere near where they were in the 1970s. They were horrible then, but we haven't had that kind of an outbreak in 40 years.
Okay. Okay.
That'd be my recommendation. Something else got the plants that you've had the losses with. That would be my read on things, Cindy. I hope that helps.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you
all
very
right
much.
Have a good day. Thank you. All right, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is my book. It is not in stores. It is not on Amazon. So if you ask for it as a gift and you don't tell the people that, that's where they're going to go, and you're going to get the old book with the cowboy boots on the cover. That one is almost 30 years old, and it was a nice book at the time. It sold more than 1 million copies, and my newest book will never do that because I'm not putting it in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's available only through my office, only through my website, neilsperry.com. The newest book has 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. That's about 2 to 2.5 times as many photos as the old book had. Has 11 chapters covering all aspects of landscapes, lawns, and gardens. One thing I've never put in a book before is chapter 2. I've had chapter 2 before, but I never had this content of chapter 2. I've never had a calendar telling you month by month when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. The only time I've ever had it was as a small addendum at the bottom of pages of my annual gardening calendars. This is so much more comprehensive. So this book, I think, will answer all of your gardening questions, all of your gardening needs. Your satisfaction with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is guaranteed. I will refund every penny if you don't think it's the answer to your needs. And even if I've signed it specifically to you by name, I will refund every penny. I mean, I won't be able to sell it again. I understand that. I'm not worried about that. I want you satisfied. We've sold 42,000 or 43,000 of these books now, and at this point, I've not been asked to refund one penny yet. When it happens, I'll let you know, but it hasn't yet. $33.95 plus tax and postage. It's a hardback on high-quality paper printed in the United States. All of those should have run the cost way up, but it's still only $33.95 plus tax and postage. Here's the way you order it. You have two options, but they're basically the same. They're both through my office. You can call my office Monday through Friday at 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. The better way by far, though, is to order from my website right now 24/7 at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Every book goes out signed neilsperry.com.
Recycling your yard trimmings is a great way to participate in composting without the work of managing a compost pile. But the folks at Texas Pure need your help in keeping their products clean. Use your trash can to dispose of things that aren't organic, like plastic bags and tin cans, and put discarded food items into the trash too. Keep it clean and keep it green. Make sure that what goes into the bag came from the yard. Learn lots more at TexasPureProducts.com. Severe storms in Texas pop up quickly with wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. They've been in business more than 28 years. Wortham Brothers Roofing provides the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com.
Hello, friends. This is Tommy Brummett at First United Methodist Church in McKinney. I don't know all things, but one thing I know for sure is that God is love, and there's room in God's love for you and for all people. If you want to hear more about this, come worship with us on Sunday morning, downtown McKinney, in Melissa, and in Trinity Falls. First United Methodist Church, where the love of God is proclaimed and where all people are welcome.
Thank you, Tommy. Please do come join us. Advanced Foundation Repairs, leaders in the foundation repair industry. I have no idea how long that's been, but that's been all the time I've been advertising for Fred Marshall and his team, and that began in 1995. I put poor Fred through the paces. I said, Fred, I don't understand the foundation industry. I want good advertisers, and I think you are a good advertiser, but I need to have some references. And so I set out to start calling those references. Well, everyone I called, this back in 1995, in October, everyone that I called said, he is great. I even called some people who were aligned with the industry. They were not other companies in the foundation repair industry. They were builders, and they said, oh yeah, he's the real deal. He's good. Go for it. And so I brought him aboard, and over those years, I have had so many nice comments on the work that Advanced Foundation Repair did for my listeners. So many nice comments. Comments like they were punctual. They did great work. They were affordable. They told me I don't have foundation problems. I'm so grateful because another company said, yes, oh, yes, you have, and gave me a big, big, fat bid. Things like that. And I really am grateful for the honesty, the integrity of Advanced Foundation Repair. They will do a no-cost, no-obligation survey of your home. It's like a topographic map of your foundation. If there are problems, they will tell you right there on the spot what needs to be done to fix them and what it would cost. If you have them do it, you end up with a guarantee good for the lifetime of your house and backed by cash in the Texas Foundation Warranty Trust. That's Advanced Foundation Repair. My sponsors, I'm proud to say, my sponsors for all that time since 1995. Here's the number. Oh, by the way, on the web, it's foundationrepairs.com. And there's a lot of good information on that website, foundationrepairs.com. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
You deserve to love your health care. The Heart Hospital Baylor Denton is rated high-performing in aortic valve surgery and heart bypass surgery by U.S. News & World Report Best Hospitals. Find a physician at GetBetterTexas.com.
Thank you, Stubby, and thanks to Baylor Scott & White for sponsoring this entire hour, this entire year. To Steve and New Hope, pink crepe myrtles that we had for the crepe myrtle distribution were either pink velour or Rhapsody in Pink. Those two varieties, both with very high marks from our Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney. So that's what the order form had on it. I was able to find that. So hopefully that will be of help to you. Let's go to David in Fort Worth. David, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Two quick questions. I had such a large tree trimming back in the fall and winter, but now that the leaves are all out, I'm having obviously sunlight issues with grass. What is the smallest limb that I could comfortably cut at this stage that wouldn't damage the trees? These are cedar elm and live oak.
Okay, you can do any trimming you need to on a cedar elm, and it won't damage the tree. I guess probably I'd wait another month or so for the really soft growth of spring to finish up. With oaks, the rule is, it's just kind of a rule put on us by the plant pathologists, you do not want to prune oaks between mid-February and mid-July. So you have, what is that, March, April, May, June, July. That five-month period is kind of off-limits because of oak wilt. And so I'd wait until mid-July for that. You could wait till mid-July for both of them. So you had the trees trimmed, and you still are not getting enough light in for the grass?
Correct. And I'm contemplating ground cover underneath, but I just thought if there was an option.
Yeah, and I really want to encourage you to go into this carefully, because you can end up with a tree that, and I'm just going to use the word, and I don't mean to insult anybody, but you can mangle a tree by pruning it too high, and you can never get those branches back. It won't the tree doesn't care. It's not going to regrow down there because somebody pruned it badly. So do so knowing that even that may not work, and it may be a point where you need to consider the ground cover. I just offer that for what it's worth.
I got you. And one more quick one. I had Rosetta disease last year. I cut my bushes back to the ground, or to a foot in February. They've leafed out. The bushes look beautiful. They've all budded. They don't necessarily have full bud. These are knockout roses. But am I just fooling myself, or is it going to
absolutely come back? David, when a rose has rose rosette, there's no A in rosette. When a rose has rose rosette, it has it to the tips of its root hairs. And the whole plant is infected, and so pruning is of absolutely no value. Quite the contrary, pruning allows rose rosette to be spread by the microscopic mites throughout the neighborhood. It's a very bad practice.
Thanks very much.
You bet. Thanks for the call very much. Folks, I have enjoyed this very much. If you ever are looking for the complete program, you say, well, I can only listen 20 minutes on the way to church. We put podcasts of my programs up by the late Monday evenings, and I'd love to have you listen. Join me on Facebook as well, Neil Sperry there. Thank you so much, Mike Bass. Great job. Until next week, happy gardening.